Hello, welcome. Thank you for joining me. My name's Susie. Today I am going to hold a sound meditation for you to cleanse, balance, align and bring you back into the present. Now to do so, I just want to give you a little understanding overview of how we're going to accomplish that. So when we're looking to bring our energy back into balance and into alignment, we're not just our being and how we're presenting ourselves today. We're not just this human form that is sitting here and listening to these sounds, these words that I'm saying to you now. We're many, many different facets to our being. There are many, many different aspects to our being. However, if I'm doing a quick cleansing and wanting to bring myself back into the present, I look at four aspects, and these four aspects always work for me. Please bear in mind there are many more, and I'll explain that later. So when we're looking to bring ourselves into alignment, I like to look at the higher self. Now, the higher self doesn't really need cleansing, but the higher self is a really good aspect to connect with, to really link into and make sure that, you know, it's that real alignment aspect that it's nice just to bring ourselves into. We've also got the ego aspect, or the human personality, however you like to phrase that. So with the ego aspect, the ego is there. The ego loves and wants to protect you, but often how the ego is loving and protecting you is through slight distortion. So if there's a scenario or a person that is causing you upset, quite often the ego is almost like the devil on your shoulder saying, what is that person looking at you like that for? Or why have you come into this situation? What do you think you're going to achieve? So quite often it gives a negative perspective of the situation or the scenario. And it's almost like the ego is like a built-in protector that we've somehow created within our subconscious. The ego is actually really, really loving and wants us to do really well, but just needs to be brought into alignment. So that's something that can happen really easily, and we're going to go through that process shortly. The third aspect I like to work with is the inner child. Wherever you are, whatever age you are, if you're having a hissy fit, if you're stomping your feet, if you know you're throwing your coffee cup, if things are going horribly wrong, invariably it's your inner child that is having a bit of a stamp going, this isn't right, I don't understand, I'm hurt, I'm angry. And there's echoes of the ego that can happen with the inner child, but the inner child just doesn't know any other way. So it's all about bringing the inner child safety and love and really anchoring them back in into now. And then the fourth aspect I like to connect with is the soul. So the soul is similar to the higher self, that it's there to bring that sense of alignment, bring that sort of sense of soul purpose that you have in this incarnation. But also if we're in a place or a scenario that is challenging, or with a person or persons that are challenging us, there could be echoes of past lives that our soul is still connected to and feeding through into this lifetime that is being highlighted and triggered. The shadow aspects of that soul lifetime is being triggered by that scenario or event. So again, that's why I like to bring in the soul aspect to clear, and also to bring into that sense of soul purpose of where you're meant to be and solid in the presence of now. So shortly, I'm going to start to bring through the sound meditation for you. I just wanted to give you the overview if you've never worked with these aspects before. So when I create a sound meditation, there's an element of it which is me speaking like this, and then there'll be an element where I'm bringing through sounds, tones, light codes and light language. And when I'm using the sounds, the frequencies that come through, quite often people feel these in their body, or there's a sense of vibration rushing through them, or it just simply deepens a connection of where we want to be. So hopefully that makes sense for you. And we're going to get started now. So make yourselves comfortable. It's good if you can listen with headphones when we're channeling sound and listening through this as an audio. If you don't have those, that's fine. But I'd like you to get comfortable now. Just make sure you're seated, you're relaxed. Perhaps you're not going to be disturbed for a period of time. Just give yourself space. In effect, this is a healing. This is really time for you. So taking a nice deep breath in for me. And in your own time, letting go. Again, a nice deep breath in. And then releasing. In two or three more breaths in your own time. And using your breath to anchor you into now. Using your breath to connect to this now moment. To let go of the busyness of the day, of the drive, of work, of home life. Allowing your breath to bring center to you. Breathing in and breathing out. Observing the breath as it travels all around your body. Feeling that breath of relaxation as it travels all around your body. And I invite you to take your awareness and your breath and that sense of relaxation into your heart chakra in the center of your chest. Here you may see or feel the color green, or you may feel a sense of expansion, a warmth around your chest. And just allowing yourself to arrive in your heart space. So we're going to start off by bringing in some unconditional love for you. And may your in and your out breath be connection to unconditional love, to universal love. Allowing that breath to be the breath of unconditional love. So that breath of unconditional love is unconscious. It's just happening and flowing. Your breath may become a heart breath. I'm going to start by bringing in some safety for your being. So you are safe in this process, you are safe in this healing, in this journey. Arkatikiana kasiak arkatikia purkotikiana kosurkotikia. And around your heart, it's as if you are giving yourself a hug. You're wrapping yourself in a blanket. You're wrapping your energy in a blanket. Marka purkotikia. Turkotikiano korkotikia turkopa. Nakarkatikia si turkotikia. Nerkatukurkotikia sarkatia. So alongside that beautiful breath of yours, you have the unconditional love traveling all throughout your body, your energy being. And that breath is entwining and becoming one with the frequency of safety. Nakarkatikia surkotikia. Unconditional love and safety are breathing throughout and within, through all parts of you. Nakarkasi urkopitika, rkatikia su urkotoko rkatikia. So staying within your heart, keeping your energy within your heart, allowing yourself that comfort of unconditional love and safety. And we're just going to connect with an intention and with breath to your higher self. And you may see this as a color, as an image, you may see or even hear sounds in your own being as we bring in the awareness of your higher self. Tukurukatiki, tukurukatika, arkatika, tukurukpatikia, sakarkatikia, turukotaka, arkatikia, surukotikia. This may be the first time that you're connecting with the concept of your higher self. Marakusikurukotikia, sarkatikia. Feel that sense of uplifting, of safety, of love. Marakumurukotikia, surukotikia, nakarkatikia, surukotikia, tkarkatikia. Your higher self is saying, welcome, I am always here. Mara murko sia korkatikia, turko barkatikia su rkotikia su. So connecting the frequency into your heart, into your heart consciousness, and that understanding of your high self aspect, and just allowing it to connect and entwine into your heart consciousness. So we're going to just take a few heart breaths here, breathing in and out, feeling that love and that safety traveling all throughout your being. And with intention and with breath, we're going to connect to your ego, to your human personality. And there may be a little bit of like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. So we're just going to breathe and send that safety and unconditional love to that ego aspect of your being. Nakaraka sukurko patikia surko tikia. You might find that there's mental chatter as we're connecting to the ego aspect. That's okay. Just lovingly allowing your higher self and your heart consciousness to embrace your ego aspect. And as we're making that connection, we're bringing in the frequency of your ego aspect into your heart consciousness. What we're doing is we're bringing a clearing. Marka putukurkotikia sutukurkotikia. So all the frustrations, the anger, the he said, she said, look at that, look at, see all of that, that the ego is presenting and just allowing that, you know, you're not good enough, that's not worthy of you, just allowing that to dissipate and allowing your ego to become part of relaxation. We're just going to show the ego how to relax and how to let go, how to surrender. Marakotikia su rakopotikia kaka rakotikia. Turakopotikia su rakoparakotikia kurakotia. Ooh. ego aspect to really connect to the frequency of safety and unconditional love, and allowing yourself some deep, deep heart breaths here as you're breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And if there's any like little chitter chatter, just allowing that to be. Just knowing, telling your ego that they are safe, they are held, they are loved. Thanking them for the job that they've been doing, and it's okay, but you've got this now. And you're holding them in your heart and everything is okay. Deep, deep breaths, breathing in and breathing out. Deep breath, simply breathing in and out unconditional love and safety. And with intention and with breath now, we're going to connect to your inner child and just inviting your inner child aspect into your being, into your awareness. Your inner child may be running through, he may be full of joy, things to show you, things to tell you, or there may be a sense of sadness or grief, misunderstanding, whichever way it is, just allowing, welcoming your inner child into your heart space. That frequency of safety is enveloping. There's this big hug. You may even find yourself hugging your inner child. You can feel your inner child on your lap and you're just holding them and you're telling them that it's okay. However they're feeling, whether it's joy and excitement or sadness, frustration, it's okay. And you're here for them. You've got them, you love them, and together you will work it out. Maybe your inner child is here to show you the perspective of innocence of what you're working through. Maybe there needs to be more of a childlike joy and play in your life at this time. So we are connecting the aspect and the frequency of your inner child into your heart consciousness. And as that breathing, that connection is coming into place, the unconditional love and safety is just emanating all the way out to your inner child. A beautiful, great big hug, feeling safe, feeling loved, understanding, feeling gratitude. Heart breaths, breathing in, breathing out, allowing the unconditional love and safety to travel throughout and within. With intention and with breath, we're going to bring in the aspect of your soul through to your heart consciousness. Just asking for any clearing, letting go that your soul may need at this time. And just connecting your soul aspect into the unconditional love and safety that's residing within your heart consciousness. And creating this connection within the heart consciousness. Breathing in and breathing out, allowing your heart to expand. Bringing through a deep cleansing, releasing and letting go of the higher self, the ego, the inner child and the soul. Acknowledging all of their energies, all of their messages, and just telling them it's okay to let go for now, for this moment of now. And as there's a release as you exhale, what we're now doing is we're bringing in an alignment and a connection. So we're bringing your ego into alignment with your higher self. We're bringing your inner child into alignment with your higher self. And we're bringing your soul into alignment with your higher self. Breathing in and breathing out, allowing that alignment to integrate throughout all parts of your being. You're feeling the alignment, the integration of your higher self, your ego, your inner child and your soul. You're feeling this through your heart consciousness, and as you're breathing in and out, it's going through every cell and every fibre of your being. You're grounding this aligned being into all parts of you. Breathing in the safety, breathing in the love, breathing in the moment of now. aware of your breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Using your breath to anchor you into now. Using your breath to anchor you into now. And as you open your eyes, there's a beautiful sense of unconditional love, of safety, of being present in this moment of now. And may you take this moment of now out to wherever your day or evening is taking you. May you take this moment of now to your presence. Sending you unconditional love, sending you an abundance of gratitude. From my heart to yours, thank you.